It's Get Well Wednesday, and it's brought to you by Crest Pro Health HD. Crest Pro Health HD is a breakthrough two-step system that isolates key ingredients for outstanding oral care results. Upgrade from ordinary toothpaste to new Crest Pro Health HD. Good morning, Dr. Gary Gibbons.
Good morning.
Dr. Gary Gibbons is the director of the National Heart, Blood, and Lung Institute, and this is National Asthma Awareness Month. All right. And asthma, we suffer as a race disproportionately from other races when it comes to asthma. Is that correct?
That's correct, Tom.
Why is that?
Well, asthma is a common disease, affects millions of Americans of all races and ethnicities. But you're right, the African-American community has a disproportionate burden. It's one of the most common causes of chronic conditions, loss of school. This is a condition that's predisposed by socioeconomic deprivation, but also the environment. So exposure to cigarette smoke and a genetic susceptibility. And so it's probably a combination of those various factors that are part of that burden in the African-American community.
Okay. Always heard that you could grow out of asthma.
Is that true?
Is that true?
Well, there's some in which the symptoms can become milder, and there are conditions in which people develop asthma at a later age. For example, in childhood, boys have it more commonly than girls, but over time in adulthood, women start to have more problems with asthma than men. In
fact, why is that?
Well, some of it may relate to the different hormonal differences. And as we discussed, some of it relates to your exposures, like cigarette smoking. And there are some things that we still don't know. That's one of the things we do at the National Institutes of Health is do research to figure out why, in fact, different races and sex gender groups are more susceptible.
Can you die from asthma?
Well, unfortunately, Sybil, yes. So thousands of individuals die from asthma, an asthmatic attack. In fact, African-Americans are twice as likely to die compared to their white counterparts. This is particularly tragic because this is a preventable, controllable disease. People don't have to die. That's why this is so important for people to be aware and to get diagnosed, because it can be treated and controlled such that people live a very full and fulfilling lives.
I heard that anxiety can trigger an asthma attack. Is that true?
Yeah, well, there are a number of triggers, and that's why it's so important for patients really to be empowered to manage their disease, because there are a variety of triggers, and each patient needs to work out with their doctor what triggers it for them. It could be anxiety. It could be exposure to certain environments with animal hair, cockroaches, smoking, air pollution. There are a number of things, perfumes. There are certain things that may trigger the individual to have an attack. Exercise in some individuals can actually trigger an attack.
I always thought my son, when he was little, was faking an asthma attack, especially when I was getting ready to spank him.
Yeah, well, you're right.
I always figured. I always figured that. I never thought he really had asthma, but he would come. When he would do something wrong, and I'm getting ready to get in. I'm getting ready to go all in, and all of a sudden he go, "I had asthma attack."
Yeah, well, I can't vouch for that. It was probably a good trick. But more seriously, it is one of the most common causes of loss of school days. And as you know, cumulatively, that's going to be a problem for the children, particularly in our community. But it is a serious condition affecting 1 out of 12 children. So it is common.
And what does it feel like when you have an asthma attack? It's for people who have never had it, but, you know, been around people, and they talk about it's like being a fish out of water or difficulty in breathing. And
Well, that's a great description of it. It literally means breathless. You cannot exhale. If you feel as though you can't exhale, you can't move oxygen in and out of your body. And so it's an incredibly scary event to lose control of something that's so vital for your life. And so, again, that's why it's so important for patients to be aware and then to have the medications necessary to treat it. And in that case, take their what's called rescue inhaler, such that the airways that are narrowed and causing that feeling of breathlessness, the wheezing, the coughing, those airways can open up, and again, you can exhale normally again.
Dr. So Gary Gibbons, he's going to be with us for the next hour to answer your questions about asthma at 646464. Thank you, Dr. Gibbons.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. Getting well Wednesday.